This is Jerry Pippin, and you're listening to the UFO Files. We're in Roswell, New Mexico, and we have a fellow by the name of Tom Armstrong here. Tom, you've got some great plans here for a resort, really. Why don't you tell us what's in the works here? This is amazing.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate that. It's one of the few opportunities we have to tell America and the world what's happening in Roswell in the future.
Oh, it's our pleasure. This is an incredible plan you have, and it looks like it's going to get off the ground.
It is. Let me just sort of give you a thumbnail sketch of what we have going on in Roswell. There isn't anybody in the world that doesn't know about Roswell, New Mexico. It is a very marketable name, and it's that marketable name that we're using to build this resort. When I say resort, it is UFO and extraterrestrial oriented. We have a 400-foot diameter UFO hotel and restaurant. Now that's huge. To give you an idea of that, we have over 485,000 square feet in that building alone. And then we have a 1,000-seat indoor concert hall shaped like a dome with the proper acoustics. And it's called the crater. And we call it the crater because you step down into what's like a crater with a circular stage that rotates 360 degrees. In other words, no bad seat in the house.
Yeah, and it's state-of-the-art.
Absolutely state-of-the-art.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a 400-seat sci-fi movie theater from movies from back in the 50s to the most modern releases that Hollywood has to put out.
That'll really come in handy here in Roswell, because on these celebrations they have, you end up watching these movies in little tiny rooms, places.
Not only that, but the sci-fi movie theater is designed and specifically made so we can have lectures, small plays, we can have any type of audio-visual presentation there, from Super 8 movies to any type of computer-generated images to 35mm film.
Now, am I correct that the outside is going to look like a UFO of some sort?
Correct. The mothership looks exactly like a UFO with a dome at the top. Porthole windows around the sides, all the way around. The crater concert hall is domed. It looks sort of like a stacked UFO with UFOs on top of one another. The crater theater looks more like some sort of a seashell that's been opened up with the spirals coming out. It's very beautiful, very artistic. We also have what's called the Milky Way Cafe with a very unique menu.
I like that, Milky Way Cafe. Are you going to have stars on the ceiling or something?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It will represent what's in our galaxy. The menu will start to show. We'll use the nine planets as part of our menu system. If you order, example, if you order the Pluto, well, think about it. That would be the hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
The Neptune would be a fish sandwich.
Incredible. You've given a lot of thought to this.
Four years.
This is a multimillion-dollar project.
It's a $30 million project.
And now, what are you going to call the overall name, or has that been decided yet?
It's been decided. This is called Earth Station Roswell.
Great. Earth Station Roswell, folks. Keep your eyes open for that. How big is the hotel again?
The hotel will have 300 hotel rooms. May I take just a minute about the hotel rooms?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that.
Typically, a hotel room is 300 square feet. First class is 375. Luxury class is 450. Our hotel rooms are 415 square feet, each room.
So it's by any stretch of the imagination, any way you want to describe it, it's a luxury hotel.
Well, not only luxury, but we've got some very unique things about the hotel itself. Example, all the doors are pocket doors on rack and pinion. That means they slide into the door just like they do on the movies.
So you walk toward it and it slides open.
Exactly. The door itself slides right into the wall. There's a sensor right over the door. Your key card is nothing more than a proximity card. So there's a sensor over the top of the door, and it senses you coming and opens the door just for you. Nobody else's card can get into that door except the general manager's card, in case there's an emergency.
Yeah. You've given a lot of thought to this, and you've had some help on this. You have an architect that helped you design this or something?
Oh, yes. We have one of the best architects in the United States that's putting this program together. If I may tell you slightly about him, just a little detail about him. His name is Eugene Frazier. Eugene is a very unique architect, and his 38 years experience and 26 in hotel and restaurant design. And he has designed restaurants for other businesses, and everyone he's ever designed has been a hit. Everyone has been gold. And he has made Pillsbury the number two restaurateur in America.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. We talked about that before. They own several different chains. Mm-hmm. Our guest is Tom Armstrong, and he's got quite a deal. Earth Station Roswell. Jerry Pippin from Roswell, New Mexico, and maybe 2 years from now it'll be Earth Station Roswell where I'll be broadcasting from. You never know. Correct? Did I get the name right?
That's correct. Earth Station Roswell.
And when do you think this thing might be open?
Well, our projected opening date is July 06 for the UFO Festival right here in Roswell.
So I wasn't far off at the break. That's about the time we'll be doing a show from there, hopefully. And this is quite a place. Let's talk just a little bit more about your architect. Then I've got I got some questions I want to ask you. At the break, you were talking about he worked for Pillsbury.
He designed restaurants. Right. Pillsbury ended up buying them, and they're the number two restaurateur in America in gross sales.
So you have lots of experience in all of
this.
Oh,
yes.
And you've given a lot of thought. Are you going to have a museum or something?
Yes. As a matter of fact, thanks for asking about that. As a perspective, they just opened up a sci-fi museum in Seattle, 13,000 square feet. It's all over the news and the internet. Our museum and exhibit hall will be 20,000 square feet, and it's all nonfiction. We have a lot of people contributing to the museum from some of the top names in this genre, this extraterrestrial genre, and a lot of MUFON directors, Mutual UFO Network directors. And in fact, the 23rd of August, John Tracy will be here from Australia, who's a person who's involved in MUFON in Australia. And he will be helping us put together our A-list, and I mean by A-list, all the things that we need to put into our museum and exhibit hall that will truly make this world-class. Not some goofy thing, some kid drew a picture of a UFO and put it on the wall, but something that's truly world-class, and it will be the clearinghouse for all things extraterrestrial.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge museum.
Huge. 20,000 square foot is very large.
This is going to be incredible. This is going to really, Roswell is already on the map about this, and I've often wondered why someone hadn't thought about doing something like this. Now you're doing it. Tom, what about you? What's your background?
Okay. Just a bum.
Yeah, sure.
Ask my brothers. That's what they say. No, for years I wrote business plans, marketing plans, and prospectuses for corporations so they can raise capital. And they all seem to go on and make lots of money.
Well,
and of course, I was paid for my fee. My wife and I moved here to Roswell 3 years ago when we retired, and we just saw a lot of low-hanging fruit that hadn't been harvested.
So that's what led you to the idea?
Being a Scotsman and a good capitalist, I'm looking at this and saying...
It sounds like you're on the right road, that's for sure. Once again, for our listeners, it'll be... 2 years, I guess, before you're actually open.
Yes.
And how's the community here taking this plan? They ought to be really happy.
Well, it's fascinating because I have met with some community leaders and a lot of course, business people in Roswell and from all over the United States, and not one person has said they didn't like it. They are all ecstatic about it. They love it. They think this is the right project at the right time at the right place.
It certainly sounds like it because the Roswell celebrations have grown and grown and grown, mm-hmm. and you've been here for 3.5 years. You know how the town has reflected things. Lots of people from everywhere come by here.
Yes, they do, and they're from all over the world. Mm-hmm. Last year, they had people from 59 countries come to Roswell.
So... once again, let's give the name of it. It's Earth Station Roswell.
Earth Station Roswell. We do.
And it looks like a flying saucer.
Yes. It's shaped like a UFO flying saucer, which is your typical flying saucer,
yes.
Circular with a dome. And then we've got on the outside of the mothership, the main building, the main structure, is what we call the Shuttlecraft Motel. And it's just like example, if a shuttlecraft from Star Trek landed and the back door opened up, this is what our shuttlecraft will resemble. And they will sleep 6 to 8 people, so you can house an entire family in one of them.
So, and the landscaping, it'll be laid out to meet match the theme, of course. But you've got this crater theater. Is it off to the left, or where is that?
Yeah, the crater concert hall is just right across the plaza from the mothership. The sci-fi movie theater, the Aurora Sci-Fi Movie Theater, is just between the two. So it's sort of triangular in design and shape, all circular, all swooping, all curving and coving, very beautiful to the eye.
Where's it going to be located?
It'll be just right outside of Roswell.
Okay. So it'll be just outside of town?
Yes, right outside of Roswell. And the unique part about it is it will be totally self-contained. Everything you virtually will need will be on site, so there'll be no reason to leave the site.
It's an incredible, incredible idea. And Tom Armstrong, I appreciate you coming by and telling our audience about it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Any other thing that you might want to mention that I've left out?
Well, the grand opening, if I may.
Oh, I'd like to talk about
that. What we plan on doing for our ribbon cutting, our grand opening, is inviting every actor and every actress from every sci-fi movie and show. Now, a lot of them won't come, but some will. Every astronaut and every cosmonaut. We plan on inviting virtually every major television station in the United States and every director, MUFON director from every state and every MUFON director from every country.
And you're planning on having the grand opening during the Roswell celebration or right
That's
before?
That's correct.
Right.
It'll be July of 06.
We'll check back with you, Tom Armstrong, to see how it's going, see if it's on schedule. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Great concept.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it very much.